It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 4, Mark chapter 1 verses 40 to 45, Luke chapter 5 verses 12 to 15. Here we are learning about the leper and how Jesus Christ healed this leper. Matthew says, Jesus Christ came down from the mountain. When he was coming down, many people, multitude of people followed him. And when he came to a certain village, there was a leper waiting for Jesus Christ. In those days, the leper were called outcast. The leper could not touch anyone. If he is walking on the street, he has to say unclean, unclean. So they had the leper colony and they would stay in the leper colony. So this man came to Jesus Christ and the word of God says he fell on the floor and worshiped Jesus Christ and says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Now see what the question this man asked. He said, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Many people do not believe that God wants to heal today. And same thing this leper might be thinking. He might be thinking this is the curse of God, or maybe I did something, that's why this disease came. In America, we don't see many lepers, but you can see lepers in third world country or the poor countries. When someone have this disease, they lose their fingers, toes, ears, nose, and they do not have any feelings, so they get cuts and bruises and they don't have any feelings. So their life is miserable. In those days, especially there was a law in Mosaic law, if someone is having this kind of disease, the priest will tell them to stay out of the village or city. And when they get healed, they have to come and give some kind of gift or sacrifice to the Lord. And if any man touches them, that person also will be unholy or unclean. But when this man asked the question to Jesus Christ, if it is your will, or if you are willing, please make me clean. Matthew chapter 8 verse 3. Jesus touched him and he said, I am willing, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left. And this man was completely healed by the power of God. Mark says Jesus moved with the compassion. And Mark says, as soon as Jesus spoke these words, "Be thou clean," this man was completely healed right away. And Jesus said to him, "Go and give the gift or sacrifice Moses is commanded." If somebody is a Bible student and wants to know what was the law, you can read Leviticus chapter 14 verses 1 to 32. You will know what is the Mosaic law for when somebody gets healed from the leprosy. But here we learn that this man was so thankful to God, and he went to town to town, places to places, preaching the gospel, telling others what Jesus Christ has done. Mark 1 verse 45 and Luke 5 verse 15, we read that this man went and told everybody what Jesus Christ has done. And many people came to see Jesus. And the word of God says, Jesus could not enter into any city or village, so he went desert places and people followed Jesus, and Jesus healed many people because of this man's testimony. Many times God does something for you, but you do not tell anybody. Look at this man. He got healed and he testified to many people, and many people came to Jesus Christ. Do you have any needs? Look at this man. He's not supposed to touch Jesus, or Jesus not supposed to touch him. But when he said, "If it is your will, please make me clean," and Jesus touched him and healed him immediately. If you are suffering and doctor told you there is no hope, you tried all kinds of medicine and didn't work, you went to town to town to finding cure and you do not have any cure, you are suffering, here is your chance. Jesus is here, and I am his servant, serving the Lord and telling others that Jesus heals today. Jesus is doing miracles, and I am a living witness. I want to share my faith with yours, and together we pray, and you will be healed. Pray with me. Say, "Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Touch me, Lord, and heal me for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray." Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer, Jesus Christ has forgiven your sins. And now you are a child of God. If I pray for you right now, and if you believe that God can touch you and heal you, the miracle will happen. The healing will come to your body. Put your hand on your body, or someone is sick, touch that person, and let's pray together. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 19, the word of God says, "If two people agree on earth, God will hear our prayer in heaven, and he will heal and deliver us and set us free." Let's pray. Believe with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all these listeners. Let them know Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus Christ had the compassion on this leper, and he touched him, and he healed him. Same Jesus is here. You're going to touch each and every person who is listening to my voice. Lord Jesus, do miracle for these people and let them know Jesus Christ is alive. I commit each and every person into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray and I call it done. Amen and amen. If you believed that God has done something for you, if you believed that God has touched you right now, start doing the things which you were not able to do before. Go to your doctor for checkup. Or go to church and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. There is no distance in prayer. The Word of God says He will send His words. The Word of God says, Psalm 107, verse 20, He will send His word and He will heal and deliver. So there is a power in the Word of God. God wants to heal you and set you free. Just believe. See this man, he just believed. Jesus Christ says, I want to heal you. I want to make you clean. And as soon as Jesus said the word, immediately the man got healed. The same way, if you believed and I prayed, God has already started a good work. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6, it says, He has started a good work and He will complete it. Our God is not a man that He should fail. Jesus never fails. He is a miracle working God. Trust in Him. And once you get healed, tell somebody. Just like this man, he went town to town, city to city, village to village, proclaiming that Jesus Christ healed him.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.